This is Dave Nadler with ForthStream.com. Together, we're taking on the distractions of our lives and making room for consistent connection with Jesus. I'm sure, like me, you want to hear the words, well done, from your master's lips. Thanks for joining me today as we jump start our God connection. Here's your Passover quote of the week. Am I in God's place? The story unfolds both with timeless simplicity and God-ordained complexity. The Jewish people have been in bondage in Egypt for hundreds of years. Much has happened. The nation has exploded from about 70 persons to millions. You know all about the troubled life of Joseph. Pride, betrayal, deception. Everything now is balanced within God's work in Joseph. Would he choose payback to his wicked brothers? Would he succumb to his bitter years, abandoned in a pit, rotting away in prison? For something he did not do. Thank God, Joseph bends. In Genesis 50, we read about a supernatural result. Then his brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, Joseph, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in God's place? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. Therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." And so he comforted his brothers and spoke kindly to them. God has kept the Jews alive through this blessing upon Joseph. Joseph bends to the will of his Creator. God will now fulfill his promise long after Joseph's bones have been buried in Egypt. After 400 years, God hears the cries of his people. He raises up a deliverer, the man Moses. Moses is humbled in the wilderness. He sees the bush of fire. He hears the voice that's older than time. But the Egyptians did not want to let his people go. Moses would have to place the Jews between the God of heaven and the God of the captors of Israel. Punishing plagues come upon Pharaoh and his people. In crushing distress, he must humble himself and let the Jews travel off into the desert. This is where the first Passover burns into our history. Now Exodus 20 unfolds. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and take for yourselves lambs according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. You shall take a bunch of healing hyssop herbs, dip it in the blood which is in the basin, and apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the doorframe and the two doorposts. And none of you shall go outside of the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the God, Lord God, will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses or to hurt you." Now it came about at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon. And all the firstborn of cattle, Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was no home where there was not someone dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron at night and said, "Rise up, get out from among my people, both you and the sons of Israel, and go and worship the Lord as you have said." What would you give to see the angel of death pass over your home, your loved ones? What would that be worth to you? While everyone around you is wailing in loss and pain, you and your family are safe, safe within your blood-protected home. Christ is our Passover. He's God's Lamb sent to die and cover our sin and to buy back our souls from death. He has moved heaven and earth to cover our sin. By its very nature, Passover reveals what it means to be covered by the blood of God's covenant with Himself. As Jews around the world celebrate Passover, followers of the kingdom are commemorating the one-time sacrifice of the Passover lamb, Jesus the Messiah. Thank God that we have been passed over. Until next time, my friend.